Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's bring in Dad here for Dear Meathead once again.
Tell me, where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day.
Good morning, you early waker-upper.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Never
you
better.
5 minutes too early.
No, I'm about a minute and a half early today.
Well, I watch it on synchronized.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. How's the family?
Everything is great. Everything's great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good, and I'm doing well, and I wanted to say something right off the bat. I want to say good morning, Grand Rapids.
Yeah, Dad. They love you, but, you know, it's everywhere. You can, the podcast is heard everywhere.
Well, right now, I'm involved with Grand Rapids. And that's the city I love.
Okay. Well, as always, they love you, and I'm sure they're very, very glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, here we go with another round of Dear Meathead. First of all, it's freezing, Dad.
Absolutely right.
My God. We're reminded that once again, we live in Michigan.
I really, for some reason, I cannot deal with this year.
It's a little tougher this year. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm looking outside and shiver.
Yeah, I know.
I got the heat blasting and all that.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit, it's probably going to be a bad one, Dad. There's definitely no question about that. I guess in Gaylord, they got a foot of snow.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, I'm planning on going up there this weekend.
You are going up there?
I got some work to do.
Oh, wow.
Well,
big stuff?
Well, I had to rake the frickin' leaves, but if there's a foot of snow on them, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, boy. You need some powerful blower instead of raker.
Well, if there's a foot of snow, I'm not doing anything but sitting around.
Oh, I guess not.
So, I don't know. But
I remember one year that Joanne and I and two girls went up there in the midst of the winter. And the snow was as high as my body, I think. Hip high. And I tried to drive through there, and there's no way I could do that. So I had to back it up, get up that, that the entry of your driveway is kind of high.
Yeah.
And then went out to the neighbors, and the neighbors put us up.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I got a guy that's supposed to plow. His name is Matt.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I don't really got... I don't know.
Yes, it is Tammy's son.
Tammy's son.
It is Tammy's son. I don't know if I think he might be addicted to crack, but I think.
Yeah, I bet he does.
All right, Dad, are you ready to go? I got a question here from Terry.
Okay, hi Terry. How are you?
Terry is a he's a man's man or a woman's
man.
He's a man's man, and he's getting ready. He's getting ready to go hunting. It's hunting season is happens in the fall. He wants to know the best way to prepare venison.
Oh, boy. I have the right guy to give the answers. It's not me, but the right guy is not available.
It's Mike, isn't it?
No. It's, what's his name, honey?
Ooh, I don't know. Ron?
No. Our son-in-law.
Mike.
Not that Mike.
Tom.
Stone don't know nothing about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many other son-in-laws are there. Uh-oh.
Jim Markey.
Ah, okay. Well, here's the thing, though. Mike, last time we were up there, Dad, he had some venison in a bag. With a marinade on it and with some garlic, and it was like a wet marinade, obviously. And he just put the venison. Remember, it was me, you, and him, and he put it on a stick and cooked it over the fire.
Yeah, we've done that.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Now I'm
but
not
then
sure.
Again, he's not a connoisseur.
Well, I don't know. It was pretty damn good for me, but I would assume just some type of marinade. For, to soften that meat up a little bit for as long as it isn't too much.
Yeah, that's a great way to go, but yeah, I'm sure he picked it up from somebody else.
Okay. Boy, you don't like giving Mike any credit.
No, I give him a lot of credit, but he's an excellent cook.
All right. And then he also wants to know, Terry says, Meathead, did you ever hunt? Have you ever
hunt? I have never hunt.
Now I'm with you on that. I can't get up the nerve to do that.
Well, I know why you're cracking up, Joanne.
I have never hunted.
Okay. I have never. I'm going to write that down. I have never hunt.
Yeah. No way. My English is really going bananas.
That's okay.
Hunting has never been my forte, really.
Now I know why I don't want to hunt. I can't. I think I'd start crying as soon as I killed the deer.
Yeah, I cannot shoot the animal dead.
Yeah, that I just can't do it. I'll eat it, but when
I'll eat it.
I can't go. I can't. The idea of it being alive, walking around, enjoying the day, and then me filling it full of lead. It just. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I cannot tolerate that. I mean, I believe God put that animal on earth for something, but that's probably for people that need to eat, you know, shoot them and eat them. I don't know, but it's a living creature and all that, and me with a rifle shoot them down dead, no.
Right.
So that I can eat them.
Dad, Adnan has a question. He says to ask you about trick-or-treating when you were younger.
When I was younger, we never had trick or treat. Never. The country that I came from, I'd never heard of that.
Did you say trick?
And they had nothing but tricks. Going to Joanne.
Yeah, if you said trick or treat and went to someone's door, they'd just shoot you or hang you.
No, we never heard of that. I heard that here in America.
Yeah. What about when you come to the U.S.? And how does someone explain to you what this is? I imagine you thought it was crazy.
Well, what was that? Say that again?
So when you come to the U.S., you're a young man.
No,
trick or treat. No, when you
we never heard of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what is this?
So
I used to live with my uncle.
Right, and he's like, hey, the trick-or-treaters are coming, and then someone bangs on the door, and you probably kicked him in the face.
I would have wanted to, you know, but no, I had nothing to do with it.
Someone,
and then I started learning. By the way, I'm a quick learner.
Someone says trick-or-treat, and you said, I have not hunt.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, man. Trick or treat, you know. We only had four kids show up to our door.
Dean says, when you were playing soccer, did you ever get a red card for hitting someone over the head with a beer bottle?
No, but I did. I had my own tricks. I used to carry a safety pin in the back of my pants, my jersey, and then I'd be chasing the guy. If this guy has been a bugger as a player,
yeah,
I thought put the sharp end of the pin out of my hand and walk behind, run behind him, and stick him in their butt. You know,
wait, really?
The butt cheeks.
Wait,
and they go, ah, you know, they grab their butt, and I take the ball and run.
How come I have never heard this story, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
You would be running down the field, and if the guy...
I'm chasing him. He gets the ball, he's running, and I can't catch up. But by the time I catch up, I got the pin in my hand, stick him on, you know, cheek of his butt.
Wow.
And he grabs it, forget the ball, and I take the ball and go.
Was this a regular thing, or were you the only one that did this?
Yeah, nobody knew that I did it. It's just that he got a big... pain in his butt.
So you would stab...
Butt cheek.
Okay, so you're playing soccer, and then people are getting stabbed.
Yeah. I was a good runner. I'd catch anybody.
So,
and I'd catch up with them. If he took the ball from me and started running away with it,
yeah,
I'd get that pin ready. It's a safety pin.
Yeah, now, Dad, when they... So the guy, it hurts the guy, and then the guy goes and tells the ref, and then does the ref say...
Well, you don't tell nothing. He just didn't know what the hell happened to him.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I would
have... He knew what happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't tell the ref, and then the ref says, hey, look, do you think you could stop stabbing people?
No, I didn't care about that.
No, they're like, let it go. No big deal. Ticky-tack foul.
Sure.
Okay.
I play soccer very little in the United States, but in Iran, I was on a championship team.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was a young kid.
Well, of course you guys were the champions. They didn't want to play you because you'd stab everybody.
Oh, man, we were good.
You know, as soon as somebody gets the ball, they're looking over their shoulder waiting for you to stab them in the butt.
I had no clue what's going to happen to them.
Wow. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
All right, let's move on. Aram writes, Ruben, isn't there a story you can tell of when you went to Eric's work and tried to get into a fight with someone who had hurt Eric? Do you recall that? I was working with my brother Mike.
Yeah, I recall it.
My wife says she recalls it. I don't remember.
Maybe I can refresh your memory. A guy at the shop, I was like 16, 17 years old, got me in a headlock or something like that and threw me on the ground. And then I came home, and he's a grown man. He's a 30-year-old guy or whatever. And you found out about that, and the next day you showed up there ready to kick his ass.
I don't remember that.
And I remember I had said to you, I go, Dad, don't do anything. Now leave it alone. And there you were. You're like, that's it.
I think he was one of the fathers, wasn't he?
No. He was a coworker of mine, like twice my age, and you showed up there, and he had left, but he wasn't there, and I was like, Dad, I appreciate it, but you can't go and beat people up.
So, never mess around with my kid. I'd beat up anybody.
Right, I know you would. And I appreciate that, but yeah, that's exactly what you did.
Well, hey, listen, justice is justice. If they deserve it, they're
going
to have to get it.
Okay. I'm writing that one down, and we'll come back to that. Okay.
Who did you come up with all this thing?
You came up with it.
Digging into my past?
Well, I've told the story before, and I think that's where he got it. So...
The most significant thing that I love when I was young and playing soccer,
right,
is a safety pin.
Now that I can imagine you being able to remember that. I mean, that is.
That was so funny. They didn't know what hit him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would not like to play your team, Dad. Nathan writes, Dear Meathead, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving Day story?
Not really. I mean, I mean, the story is a delicious meal.
You just love to eat, Dad. That I know.
Yeah, I love to eat.
Lighten me up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty tight about my diet and all that. I don't diet, but I don't eat that much.
Wait a minute.
Joanne thinks I eat a lot.
Yeah, I think you can really kill the food, Dad.
Well, I do. I eat a lot, but I don't gain weight.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Yes, you sure do. In fact, I'll see you in just a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. If you don't, I'm going to come and get you.
Yeah, I don't know who's all going to be there. It might just be Eric, Diana, Madison, and maybe Madison boyfriend.
Well,
I don't know.
Any
never
part
know.
Of the family is great.
Right on.
This is my family.
Right on. Let me check out if there's any other questions for you. Ask him if he. Oh, hey, this is good. This story just happened, Dad. Story out of Washington State, where a dad, his daughter, his young minor daughter, maybe 15, 16 years old, had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend sold her into a prostitution ring. Okay.
God, how could he do that?
Exactly. And he did do that. And then the dad on his own found out where she was and rescued her. This is like a year ago. And then after he rescued her, he found out where the guy was, kidnapped him, tied him up in the trunk of a car and killed him.
Oh, my God.
He killed the guy. And then he stuffed him in the trunk of the car and then put the car like, hidden. And then the body wasn't discovered for one full year. Like they just discovered it and figured out what had happened. And they arrested the dad. The dad is a 60-year-old guy. And the dad said, I just wanted revenge. So
I don't blame him. I really don't blame him. But of course I would want the law to take care of him. Yeah. I don't want to sacrifice myself and my family by getting, locked up in prison the rest of my life. Hey, I think he was justified in not killing him. No, I cannot kill a human being. Unless I'm in a definite position that
right.
I should be doing.
Yeah, if
that.
Someone's trying to kill you, then perhaps.
I mean, I've killed people, all right, but I don't condone that, no.
Wait, did you
it's
just say...
The law has to take care of that.
Did you just say you've killed people?
Never mind, we're not going there.
metaphorically speaking, no doubt. Yeah, just, joking. Wow. Yeah, well, that is, quite a story. It's going around right now, that story about that guy, Dad. So.
No, he had no business killing the guy.
Right. And I like you said, you don't blame him. I mean, I don't either. I understand, definitely.
I would damage him.
Right. Yeah, I think the guy...
the hell out of him.
Seriously, if that happens, he should use that as his defense. He just said, well, I wasn't thinking straight. I just my daughter had just been hurt. And you could probably use that in your defense. Maybe get it reduced to, like, manslaughter and probation, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. My gosh. Just remember, you take a life in this country... Legally or illegally, there is a legally thing, but legally or justified or not justified, you are going to pay the price.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Unfortunately, it's going to happen.
You cannot take a life of a person with your own revenge.
And now he's going to, there's a chance he might go to prison for a long time or forever.
Life.
And then he's not going to see his daughter, so we'll see.
That's right. How intelligent was that?
Not very, in my opinion.
Of course, anger, moment of anger.
Right.
You're not going to stop to think or analyze what you're going to do.
Well, people love to live vicariously through his rage because they can they can picture
you
that.
You think you're justified to do that, and justly so, maybe. I don't know. But I cannot take a life because of what this guy had done.
Yeah, I think that is wise, as always. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to go over the details here on what we've talked about. First of all, the revelation about the soccer stabbing was absolutely spectacular. You told us when it comes to hunting, you said, I have never hunt. And then and then the line, justice is justice. If they deserve it, they're going to get it.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Dad, stay warm over there. And, it won't be long till I see you guys, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like a winner, honey. I love you and love your family. And do you have sunshine out there right now?
Yeah, it's sunny. It's just cold as hell.
Yeah, it's cold, but really clear sky.
Yep. Excellent. Well, okay.
I'm marooned. I know it.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you, okay?
All right, honey. Love you.
Love you, too.
Your family for
yes,
me,
sir.
Joanne.
Yes. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Joanne.
Love you.
Okay, love
Bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and